Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious. With the dominant duo, Jim Traeger and Al Eschbach, it's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Archie, Carter Chevrolet, making friends, selling cars in that order. And I'm joined by the legend of radio, king of the midgets, and the world champion at Free Cell. He is also the newest member of the Journalism Hall of Fame in the state of Oklahoma, Mr. Al Eschbach. And this show is known as The Dominant
Duo.
How you doing today, Al? Where are you?
Here at Remington Park in Oklahoma City on a splendid afternoon. Thanks for asking.
Let me ask you a question.
Good.
Are you anywhere near where the betting windows are?
No.
You're not near the betting window?
No, I'm near the bar.
Who's out there with you?
Joshua.
See, I was going to tell you guys, man, to go make a bet on the next on the next race that's coming up. Not there, but like somewhere else. I was going to tell you to make a bet. It'd be
nuts?
My money. I'll pay you Saturday. Yeah. You want to do that?
I have no idea about that stuff.
I was going to tell you to play a $3 exacta box, but I guess we can't do it because you're not near it. I was hoping maybe you're near the window. So.
No, near the bar. I like the bar better.
Well, I know you like the bar better.
It's a fun bar.
So you doing good today? Beautiful day, huh? Just I said today, glorious day. That's what it is today.
It is splendid, may I say. When do we go back into the 90s?
88 degrees on Saturday is what I'm seeing. That's not bad.
For this time of year, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. I told you this before. Now, it's hotter down here. We've been in OU, Texas before when it's been boiling. Now, it's been cold, too.
Now, yeah, you're right. You never know that second Saturday in October. Hell, last year, think of it. It was really hot, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, we had an ice storm.
Oh, I know. No, I know it. You never know what's going to happen around here. But at least with the way it's been here lately, at least it's not going to be 95. There's a big difference between 88 and 95.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And then it'll cool. We'll start. Well, we start at 3:30 on Saturday. One good thing, West Virginia can't throw the ball very well, so they're going to try to run the ball. So hopefully the game goes fast.
I hope so. Yeah.
Last week was amazing, and it wasn't a 12-minute quarter.
Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, that was crazy how quickly that game went, which was nice for us.
So tell me about the fair last night.
Disappointing. First of all, I couldn't eat my favorite food. Secondly, the corn that I had was not cooked well enough. The Italian sausage was very average. And I didn't get a cinnamon roll because the line was absurd. So it was literally, I went home. You want to know, Tony, listen, how you doing? Tony, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
When I got back from the fair last night, I got home, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Good for you.
Yeah. Which I'm just telling you, normally when I get home from the fair, I sit down like a beached whale and not move for a while. I got to tell you, I made a mistake last night, okay? I thought, I told you guys yesterday that I made a great move by telling the family, let's not go Monday because it was so hot, let's go Tuesday, right? And I thought, brilliant move, Big Daddy, you're so smart. Well, I didn't realize that it was $2 Tuesday. So, you know what happens on $2 Tuesday at the fair, fellas?
Oh, people probably freak out. They go nuts.
From everywhere. They come from everywhere. It was a madhouse. The lines were so long, it was ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people come from Alva on Tuesdays, I heard from the fair.
They come from everywhere. I got to go. I want to go to the fair. This sounds really snobby, but I want to go to the fair when it's $20 to get in. You know, then it'll just be like, 30 people in there. Let's go. Come on.
How much is it now to get in? Go in.
I don't know. Is it $5? I think. I don't know. You know, maybe.
Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever just gone around the Texas State Fair?
No, I've never, ever, never. I've never gone around the State Texas Fair, except when you and me have walked through it together.
Yeah, which is a
tell chore. Tony, tell Tony, who's the best blocking back you ever been around?
You are, man. Yeah, I just follow him in there, man.
Tony, just follow me, big boy.
And he moves. He moves.
We get through, don't we?
We definitely get through. There's no doubt about it. $12, Mark, I'm being told, for the fair.
Oh, it's 12 on a normal day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you pay last night?
That's the day I want to go. What'd you say?
Didn't you pay last night?
Oh, I paid $2, yeah. $2
okay.
to get in.
And okay, so yesterday it's $2 to get in. Okay.
Yeah, $2 Tuesday is what it was called.
Okay.
Today is free for seniors, but I don't think I'm not a senior yet.
So what age starts a senior?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would think 60 maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's 50 like the poker tournaments.
How are you doing on the senior poker tournament, by the way?
Say it again.
How are you doing on the senior poker tour?
I have not been able to play one. I played one last time, but unfortunately the big poker tournament that is coming for the World Series of poker, I'm not going to be able to go.
Is he going to go back into the spring next year?
I sure hope so. I hope they don't keep running it in the fall because I will be livid. Make me really mad.
I would think they wouldn't because the fall's pretty busy out there. You'd think you'd run it at a slower
summer.
Time.
Yeah, when it's really hot.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, our man Owen Canfield has texted and said it's 55 and up, so that means I am a senior.
Congratulations.
But I'm trying to say to you, I don't want to go when people are like clamoring to get in there. You know, I don't like lines. Yeah. I didn't get a cinnamon roll. I've been going to the fair for, well, let's see. I've been back. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, Julie and I have been married 26 years, so it's probably 27 years. The only time I haven't been to the fair was when I couldn't walk from a surgery. Or I was in with the Diamondbacks in Arizona. That's the only time I've never been to the fair.
And the only time I've been to the fair?
I know.
Is never.
I understand.
Thank you.
I understand. But I didn't get a daggone
cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
That's a tragedy. I mean, I don't know what else to say but the word tragedy.
So
I
know. There was a moment that you felt dejected and had to walk with your head down from the booth.
Yeah.
Like you had to make that decision. Like it was no longer a valid choice.
What about sneaking in line?
Well, I can't do that, Al. Are you kidding
Why?
Me?
You do anything you want to do.
You know why? Because I'm a hall monitor, and when people do it, I go, excuse me.
We got a line back here.
Get on
you
back.
You had brain surgery a couple of years ago.
Julie told me on the air today that I can't use it ever again. She said it. She was on the air.
Oh, you have to.
She said no more.
Have to.
No more. She said I can't do it anymore.
You have to. Larry David would.
No, you're right, but she says I can't.
By the way, we're about a week or so, a little bit more away from Larry David, too. New Larry David.
That's really cool. That means I'm a couple months away. You know how many steps I had yesterday, though?
How many?
Let me look it up. 8,577.
Boy, you walked that fair. You walked that fair.
Yeah, and I walked the fair and didn't get what I wanted.
That's really sad. And then the other stuff you had was average. That sucks.
I know. The corn was not cooked well. I think it's because there's just so many people in the line, they were just firing it out. And then the Italian sausage, look, I mean, the dude that worked at the place knew who I was, so I don't want to rip on him. I'm not giving the name out, but it was okay, you know? It was okay. It wasn't bad. Tough night. Tough night for me.
Yeah.
I did get a icy. The icy was good. Al, you want to know how many steps I took last Thursday in Denver?
How many?
12,492.
And that's with some altitude there.
Yeah, that's 12. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how many miles that is. There it is. 4.6 miles.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's too much. That's just way too much. I don't need to do all that.
I'll second the emotion. Smokey Robinson said that
great
also.
Great song. Second that emotion.
Emotion.
Great song.
Tremendous song.
But yeah, when you get in that daggone altitude now, woo, man.
The altitude. I remember last time I was at the Air Force Academy, and all you played there, I mean, walking up to the press box, man, you can feel it.
Yeah, you can definitely feel it. Yeah,
so,
altitude, definitely feel it.
Especially in hot weather.
And like I told you, the first day I was there was 92, and then a cold front came through. I woke up the next morning, it was 46 degrees.
Wow.
I opened up the windows last night to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Nice. It was beautiful. It was cold. Cold in my room last night. I slept good. By the way, I got sunglasses on indoors now because I had to have my eyes dilated today. And they just keep on going. I don't know what's wrong with me. They really were strong.
So you saw Doc Hummel, huh?
Yeah, Doc Hummel. He's gonna operate on me next week.
I got an appointment with him in a couple of weeks.
Your eyes doing good?
Yeah. Yep. For somebody that was told like 12 years ago, before my operation, he had a 50% chance of ever reading or driving again.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Doc Hummel was a good man.
I remember how tough it was. I went through it with you. I remember how bad it was for you.
I remember, and the NBA players were going on. And remember, I couldn't drive then. When you had your brain surgery, you were sidelined how much for driving?
6 months I couldn't drive.
Wow. I was sidelined, about 2 months.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh. And I remember NBA players were going on, and Jim, and we'd go out, and my sons would be telling me play-by-play.
Wow. That is so cool they did that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah, people don't realize you take for granted things like that, man. You know, like you. Now, you were away, but if you were at home and you didn't have a phone for 4 weeks.
Oh,
think about
goodness.
That.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, we take for granted those things. And
everything.
One of them, when you can't drive for a period of time. Tony, have you ever had a time where you couldn't drive?
No, I've never.
Oh, Tony, it's horrible. Have to rely on everybody else. Now, the good thing is you got Uber nowadays, you know, so for me. And my man Uber Ralph, he picked me up. I had a couple other people that would, too. I had some great people that drove me around.
Yeah, you Ubered all over the place.
Yeah.
How much do you think it wound up costing you in Ubers?
That's a great question. I mean, I would say... I mean, there were a couple times Julie would drive me, but I mean, maybe 30, it's 150 or six. I mean, I'm probably, my guess is $3,000 to $4,000 maybe.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was
you take for granted things like that.
But, you know, if you look at it, I wonder the difference between that and like gas, you know, that you would take, you know, when you would use for those 6 months. I mean, my little Prius just kind of sat around and relaxed, you know, didn't really do anything.
Well, I bet you get good gas mileage, that little Prius.
Unbelievable gas mileage, yeah. Unbelievable. It's very impressive.
Probably better than the truck you were driving.
Yeah, like in night or day, night and day. I told you I saved $3,000 a year between the two of them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know.
That's what I figured, get this, I'm going to save... I'm going to save $6,000 in insurance that my two sons are not on it.
That is a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
Isn't that
nice?
I had a conversation the other day with Julie about the cell phones.
And what's the conclusion?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that one of my children, one of my children is getting ready to buy a house. That is a beautiful house. And I said to Julie, I said, Jewel, you know, we got two children now. That all three of our children have bought houses. And I mean nice houses. I mean, all three of them are just beautiful. I said, maybe it's time they start paying for their own cell phone.
Yeah. My two, Alex has had a house and Max just bought a house. So, yeah. Yep. You're on your own, guys.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the answer was, you know, nothing. Nothing happened.
Well, when you're going to do it, you have to do it.
I mean, I guess maybe when I retire. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, wait. So you're going to buy the grandkids a phone? You're going to pay for the grandkids, too?
Absolutely not. But my guess is that my son-in-laws will put the children on their plan.
But they don't have a plan.
Oh, no. Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if they're on their mom and dad's plan. Maybe they're on their mom and dad's plan, too. I don't know.
Well, Henry Hudson ain't far off from getting a cell, I would think, years, right?
Please stop.
When that happened, bingo.
Yeah, maybe they all could get together. All of them could
get
together.
Yeah, they got to have a family plan. Yeah.
Yeah, family plan. I like that. Yeah, I don't know. I will tell you this. My youngest will turn 30 next year. So I'm thinking with all three of them in their 30s, that might be a good time.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll understand, Jim.
You think so?
I don't know. Yeah, I do. I don't know how many people besides you and I were paying for the cell phones while they're in their 30s. Right?
I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Master Jack or whatever it's called. This is what I know. I think I told you this story. So my baby daughter, you've seen her. She's just this. You remember? You saw her when she was 25. You thought she was 10, right? She's this little tiny. Tony, you've never seen anything like it. She's this little tiny thing, right? And she's got her master's and everything, right? And so when she went away to college, which was a long time ago, I gave her a Shell card, you know, to get
gasoline.
Gas. Yeah, gasoline. And she used it while she was at Baylor, and then she used it while she was getting her master's, and then she's been using it, you know, down there. And then just last year, she said, you know what, Dad, I think I'm going to stop using this Shell card. And I said, really? She goes, yeah. She goes, I don't know. You've been so good. I mean, you know, but that's fine. Guess what? Every single month, I still get a little bit. Still a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know if she's like at a gas station and she goes, "Hey, I'll just slide this card in there real quick." So.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
You know what? God's given me the ability to be able to pay for the stuff, so I guess you know. But now there might come a day. By the way, you know what I got in the mail the other day?
What?
How much Social Security I'm supposed to get? Have you gotten one of those letters?
Oh yeah. Not for next year. I haven't gotten that yet. They're supposed to. That's what you figure. But since you're starting out, I mean.
Now you've already started it, obviously.
Oh yeah, I started when I was.
Did you start with 66, 65 when you started?
66.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready to turn 60, so I think you can start at 60. Which, by the way, I'm not going to start at 60. God willing, I'll start at 65. But, yeah, I got it in the mail about how much I'm supposed to get every month, and I
it's a beautiful
like, really?
Thing, isn't it?
I hope I'm going to get it. Hope everything works out.
The only negative of it, Jim, like me, I get nailed because they're not taking taxes out of it. So I, at the end of the thing, it's a pretty hefty tax bill I have.
Well, that's not good. Why'd you bring me down? I thought Social Security was free. I put it in. It's my money, right? We put it in.
Not if you're working. When you quit working, it is. But if you're making over, I think it's $32,000, I don't know, some figure, you got to pay taxes on it.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is, okay?
I see. Huh. They get you, don't they? They figure it out.
They get you. Absolutely, they get you.
I just never figured out how in the world we put the money in and then we got to pay taxes on the money again? What does that mean?
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. Yeah, it is insane.
What a crazy world. Tell the people where you are today, Al.
Right here at Remington Park. People got to get out of here. By the way, the Oklahoma Derby is Sunday. Come on out. Hat and tie fashion contest. More than $2,000 in prizes. Wine tasting festival. Events start at 2 p.m. Racing at 3 p.m. featuring the Oklahoma Derby. Remington Park. Oaks and more. What's going on there in Okarchee?
Oh, what a great place. Carter Chevrolet making friends, selling cars in that order. They got a Traber special. Listen to this, Al. It's $19.95 for oil change now through Friday. Here's the code word, Al. Al loves soccer. If you come in and say, Al loves soccer, $19.95 oil change. You can't beat that. OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. We'll be back with a lot more with Mr. Al Eschbeck on The Leader in Sports. This show's known as The Dominant
Duo.
This is Matt Pinto. Check out the latest edition of the Thunder Full Court Press at the podcast page at thesportsanimal.com.
We're back. Good stuff here today at Carter Chevrolet in Okarchee, making friends, selling cars in that order. And, of course, we have Mr. Al Eschbeck. He's at Remington Park today. Great place. And this show is known as the Dominant
Duo.
Well, today, Al, I guess all the little playoff people got together and said, "Nah, we're not going to really do that. This is one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen, man. It really is.
It's stupid.
What a bunch
of
children this is.
Yeah, you know? It is. It's a great way to describe them. Yeah, great way.
Mark Rogers said earlier today they're cutting off their nose despite their face, and they're right. You think the Pac-12 needs a 12-team playoff? What do you think? You think they need one?
Well, more so, I think they need the money, all these schools.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I'm just talking about how about getting in the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But with COVID, these schools are all being crippled financially, so it's a no. So you're just going to hurt yourself financially?
Now, there's a lot of people that believe that, you know, they're just wanting somebody else to get in so that ESPN doesn't get the whole thing. And that, I mean, that there's probably some truth to that. But I'll tell you another thing, too, Al. Trust me. If you and I were doing a radio show for 20-something years in Oregon or California or Ohio or Michigan or Wisconsin, or even some of the Southeast areas, we would be against the University of Oklahoma because they've been treated better than just about anybody in the country.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
So,
right
so that. Now that OU makes this massive move, by the way, everybody, Texas is no player in this, okay? Texas has got to get better. They're a player money-wise, but they're not a player as far as the playoff is concerned, okay?
No.
So OU is the one that has the chance and has been in and continues to have a chance to get in. And these other schools, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, let's do OU a favor and make sure we do the 12-team playoff. So you got them mad at ESPN, you got them tired of OU, and now they're acting like children.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's like they're acting like little kids. I think they're just delaying it, Jim. I think they're delaying it for a year. There's too much money involved for them not to do this thing.
But don't you agree though that they'd like Fox to get involved?
Yes. And that should be the way. It should get the best deal you can get, right?
Well, if you can have Fox and ESPN split it. And every other year they switch for the national championship. You know, you split the games in the first round, the second round, the semis, and then there. If you can split it up like that, well, I think that would be acceptable. Now, ESPN's probably going to be mad, but, I mean, maybe ESPN's made their own bed, I think, by – I don't think there's any doubt that what Bob Bowlesby said is right, yeah. Don't you think? I mean, they were in on this thing, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Let me ask you also some of this. Didn't you think it was really, really strange on September 21st that the SEC came out with their conference schedule for next year?
Yeah, that was really weird.
No one does that.
Yeah. I mean, you tell me, what do you think of it?
I think that what they're sending a message that OU and Texas are not going to be in the league next year.
Huh.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw this thing.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think if you put a true serum in Sankey, don't you think he would say, I hope they are in the league next year?
Yeah, but there's something that they're doing, I don't know, again, legal. There's a reason they've done this, Jim.
Maybe because they don't want to be in trouble.
We can ask Barry Trammell about it, but there has to be a reason that they've done it in September. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it doesn't make a lot of sense. When I saw that, I just went, huh? What? I mean,
I would love to know when they usually come out, when the SEC usually goes, with the Big 12 comes out, when the spring?
Yeah, well, they come out, I think.
Or before?
That's a good question. I don't really remember. I mean, they know when the games are supposed to be, but I don't know. I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what the answer is. Normally I can talk about this. I don't know why. I don't know why either. I think you're on to something though. It might be because of legal or
something. Yeah. Yeah. It has to be something like that. They brought him in, but they're not, you know, trying to undermine the Big 12.
Maybe Sankey told all the athletic directors at all the different schools, hey, fellas, I'm going to put this out, but don't mind it. I'm just doing it because I have to, and we're going to wait and see behind the scenes, maybe.
Yeah, but I'll be shocked if they're in there next year.
I agree. I think it's 23. I've said that since the beginning. I think it's the following year.
Yeah.
Because then it'll be less money that OU and Texas owes. By the way, Texas doesn't care because they're going to get money for the Longhorn Network. But then that'll give OU a couple more years to make some more money. That's why I'll bet you it'd be a little bit more important for them to get to that Final Four, right? A little extra money?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm wondering, is there any other money that they can make? I guess if you get to the tournament, I don't know, is OU a tournament team in basketball this year?
They'd be fringe, man.
The league is pretty good again.
The league is really good. They lost a lot of talent.
I don't know if I've ever seen a team that I have no idea how good they're going to be than this OU team.
Yeah.
I mean, and they might be good. I'm not saying they're not going to be good.
But they lost all their best players.
Right. But this is a really good coach, and it's going to probably be ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're probably not going to like watching the way they play.
No. Especially with the lack of talent.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're not as talented as other people, right? You slow it down, you make it ugly. And probably try to do it. Use the big fella inside, and it's probably what they're going to have to do.
But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what goes on. And BYU, I guess, will be in the Big 12 in 23, right?
That's right. That's what they're saying, no matter what.
Yeah.
So they could have 11 teams. And then I guess OU will play BYU that year. Is that the way I understand it?
Wouldn't you play 10 conference games?
I guess that's the way I understand it. You'd have to lose one of your out-of-conference games.
Yeah.
You know what would really stink is if, like, OU and OSU had to, like, if they got rid of a game, they'd have to get rid of, like, their easiest game. Make that schedule really hard.
You're right. Yeah.
Now, OU plays Nebraska next year, but after that, aren't they supposed to play?
Look up there.
OU
schedule.
They got somebody coming up. They got some teams coming up now.
See what future schedule for OU football, please. Particularly 2023.
I know they got some big games coming up.
They got
Michigan
coming up. They got Michigan coming up.
Yeah. Now the ones in the SEC are gonna like go away.
Yeah. Right.
That's when remember Barry Trammell said that he thinks OSU should pick up all those games, which I think would be a firing squad. But I do understand why Barry thinks all that, but just don't know if it's the answer.
And let me tell you, you and I talked. If I OSU. They go 12-team players, so they would. They'd have a chance to get in there. But if they're playing OU also every year, I don't think it's a good thing.
23, they play Georgia.
There you go.
Arkansas
I knew Georgia
State,
was coming.
Tulsa.
I knew Georgia was coming soon.
So they got And so if they're not in the league, they're going to play them anyway. If they are in the league, they're definitely playing Georgia in 2023.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. Man, they'll have to set it up.
Tennessee in 24.
Wow. Yeah, see, by 24, they'll be in, so the Tennessee game will be gone. It'll be part of the league.
You mentioned the Michigan game. That's 25.
Wow, that'll be a schedule, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Who are the other two with Michigan that year, Tony? Did it say?
Temple and Illinois State.
Well, that won't be too hard, but Michigan and then playing the SEC, that'll be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then what what people want is that OU, drop Illinois State and play OSU? Is that what they want them to do? Let's just get after it?
Yeah.
Might as well just go all out, right?
Insanity.
Yeah. Yeah, this league is, I'm going to let people know, I know there's a bunch of people that don't like the SEC, I'm just going to let y'all know, this league is serious. This league is serious.
Well, especially, I'm really interested to see Ole Miss, what they do. Because, you know, you and I have watched them, and, gosh, we go, this team's really athletic.
Yeah, Mississippi's good. I mean, they're good. I don't know how long Lane Kiffin's going to stay there, but they're good. And remember I told you this a long time ago or a while ago, this NIL now makes Mississippi be able to do what they always do. I mean, it's just cheating, right? I mean, they're going to be able to do what they've been doing before.
It's going to be really interesting what happens with Arch Manning.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're right. And you know, I'm interested to see what Leach can do.
Oh yeah. That's not a
great job.
No, but he's going to make it better. I mean, that's not going to be an easy win.
Well, let's face facts. He hasn't been at a great job.
No, you're right about that.
I mean, Texas Tech and Washington State, neither one of those are great jobs.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, though, if you're Mississippi State, man, you have got some games on your schedule. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Arkansas. Man, you can get better and still
and they're
go
getting
6-6.
Better. That's the thing, Jim. These schools are getting better. So.
Yep. Let's take an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. I'm here today at the wonderful Carter Chevrolet in Okarchi, making friends and selling cars. Al, tell the people where you are today.
Remington Park. People got to get out here, check it out. Got a lot of great things going on. By the way, you got the Bricktown Brewery opening at 11 a.m. at Casino Floor Club Remington. New members are eligible for match play, earn 10 points, receive $10 of free play, up to $50 on the day you enroll as a new member. Remington Park.
Beautiful. By the way, I got some tickets to the circus that's going to be out here October 1st in Okarchi. So if you want to come get some tickets to go to the circus, that would be a wonderful thing. We'll be back. Mr. Barry Trammell joins us next. This is the home of the Thunder. This show's known as the Dominant
Duo.
Check out the Sports Animal Facebook page at facebook.com/WWLS. The Sports Animal. Hit the like button and keep up with total sports coverage 24/7. Also on Twitter at Sports Animal. Stay connected with the latest in Oklahoma sports. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
Alexa, play the Sports Animal.
The Sports Animal.
Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
We're back. I'm here today at Carter Chevrolet in Okarchi. Al Eschbach is at Remington Park, and we are joined by Mr. Barry Trammell, and this show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Tram, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. The meeting today, Tram, with the playoff situation. Now, you're convinced, if I'm not mistaken, that they're going to change their minds maybe like next spring or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. But first of all, it just seems like they're a bunch of little babies. I mean, this is crazy. As Mark Rogers said earlier today, they cut off their nose to spite their face. And then the other thing that Al brought up, which is just, I have no answer for. I mean, I'm just bumfuzzled. That's a word you like to use. Haven't you used that word before?
It's a good word.
It's a very good word.
Why did the SEC come out with their why did they come out with their schedule yesterday? Tram, please help me, dude. You're smarter than I am. Help me.
Two things. One, okay. On the SEC.
Yeah.
It's quite possible they're going to use that schedule next year.
No, I know, but why'd they do it today? Yesterday?
Well, why not? I mean, might as well do it.
Do they do that every year? Do you know that they put it out every year in September?
They do it sometime in the autumn. I don't know. I mean, sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime during the previous season. Yes.
Okay.
So, the Big 12 typically comes out in October, I think. But you know, we're only a week away from October, so that's not terribly unusual. I think there's a very good chance the OU and Texas will still be in the Big 12 next year. Now, 23, I don't know, but I think there's a good chance they'll keep that. On the other front, the 12-team playoff, I'm starting to believe this is strictly an anti-ESPN backlash. I think that's what it is.
They want Fox to get involved?
They want Fox to share the playoff. Yes, I think that's what it is.
Nothing wrong with that, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
There's nothing wrong with that if in the next 6 or 8 months we see that Fox is, Fox has made a bid. Will ESPN share it? You know, I mean, but if we don't hear anything, it's going to make me mad.
Well, or if they go back to this 8, you know.
Exactly.
Because the 12 was so wildly popular. It was an out-of-the-box idea. It incorporated all kinds of things. It got the mid-majors excited. It got support from all fronts on the conferences. It salvaged the bowls. It gave some home games. And, I mean, it seemed to check all the boxes.
By the way, I wanted 8. I was on record. I wanted 8. I didn't like the 12, so I wanted 8. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. But I'm cool with the 12.
Yeah. So I think we'll still get there. I just think it was a backlash against the SEC, but more so ESPN. Because, you know, the original agreement was that ESPN, or the original, not agreement, but the original plan was for ESPN to just, they had exclusive negotiating rights, or they owned the playoff the first, you know, 12 years. So ESPN could just naturally take it over. And that's where, after the OU Texas deal, a lot of people said, hey, don't just hand this over to ESPN. They were part of this deal with the SEC and Oklahoma and Texas. So don't give in to them. I think that's really what's going on here.
Al?
Well, it's smart if they do. It's smart if they get Fox involved. If you can get more money, right?
Yeah.
Blaine
just texted me, though, that the CFP rights through January 2024 are controlled by ESPN. So, yeah, you know, I don't know how Fox can get involved until 2025.
Well, here's how. They can't under the current deal. And that's the point. The Big Ten, the ACC, whoever is making, is if they just go ahead and do it, it's ESPN's baby. But if you slow it down and say, we're not going to do it until Fox can get involved, well, then all of a sudden, maybe there could be renegotiation of the contract and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what's going on. Let's talk
about some more when we get back. Al, tell the people where you are.
Right here at Remnant Park. Got to come out here, Oklahoma Derby, Sunday. Hat and tie fashion contest going on, more than $2,000 in prizes. Wine tasting festival. What's going on at Carter Chevrolet out in the car, Chief?
Making friends, selling cars. Listen to this, Tram. You'll like this. It's a Traber special, 1995 oil change special. Now through Friday, the code word, just get it, is Al Loves Soccer. You have to say Al Loves Soccer, and you can get a 1995 oil chains. Great stuff. Good people out here. Carter Chevrolet in Okarchee. More with Mr. Al Eschbeck and Mr. Barry Trammell. This is an OG&E break. Make your bill manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. This is the Total
Dominance
Hour.
And now, more Total Dominance.
Total Dominance.
98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we are back. I'm here at Remnant. Jim's over at Carter Chevrolet in Okarchee. And we are back with a show known in Stigler as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
A couple of games interested in this week. Arkansas, A&M, and I want to see how Casey Thompson does in his first start against a real team where they play in Tech. So I want to see it. I'm interested in those two games.
Yeah, so you got your eyes on an old Southwest Conference doubleheader, which you got your eyes on.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that game in Arlington is going to be interesting. I was impressed with Arkansas's lines of scrimmage. They were pretty good on both lines against Texas.
I think there's a bunch of games that are pretty interesting this weekend, starting with Friday night. I think it's Friday. Yeah, Friday night. The team that I told you all might be good and probably isn't, but they are going to Virginia. Wake Forest, they're 3-0. Virginia looks like they're pretty good. That, you know, that's Friday night game. Not, and then my, the team that I've been touting, although UNLV stinks, but Fresno State plays that night. And then we crank it up early in the morning, man. There's a bunch of interesting games. Why is Missouri playing Boston College? Isn't that kind of a weird game?
That is an odd one. That is an odd one. Kansas played them a couple of years ago, remember?
Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Oh, you played them in the 40s. Oh, you went up to Boston College. It might have been Bud Wilkinson's first game. Is that right, Al? I think that might be right. No, maybe it was Detroit. I can't remember. He played Detroit Mercy or Boston College.
Hey, and by the way, Al, I'll bring up a third old Southwestern Conference game. How about SMU and TCU?
That's another good one.
That's a great one. Hey, how about the shootout last week with Mordecai and Austin Kendall, huh?
I know it, man. Unbelievable. There's people clamoring for them to come back because they're not happy with Rattler, I guess. But, yeah, no, that, you know, TC, let me tell you something. SMU could score. I'm interested. I know, Tram, you have your TCU boxer shorts on, so let's see if TCU can stay undefeated against them.
No, I got SMU as my upset special in the Big 12.
Oh, really? They're getting about, what, 9.5, I think it looks like.
I can't remember. But, you know, they beat them the last time they played in 19. TCU, SMU upset them in 19 with Bouchel quarterbacking. So now they got Mordecai. We'll see how he does.
Here's another interesting game. You know, Clemson at North Carolina State.
Yeah.
You know, Clemson's only favored by 10 in that game.
North Carolina State is one of the most anonymous college football programs in America.
And they put out some good players, too.
They've had some good players, but they just sort of sit there. They're not bad. They're not ever good. They're not ever bad. They're just on their way to 6-6.
What about this?
They're never in the top 20.
No.
No, you're right. How about this one, guys? An undefeated Rutgers going to the Big House in Michigan.
Greg Schiano will have them lined up. I don't know. I don't think they can beat Michigan. But they're going to be in the right place.
Oh, here's
Beat him last year? Rutgers. Or they went to overtime? Or did it go to overtime last year?
I think they lost. There. I think it was Michigan in overtime.
I think lost in overtime.
Here's another one good, guys. How about, you know, Iowa State at Baylor? How good is Baylor? They're scoring points. I know they're not playing anybody, but they're 3-0.
I don't think they're any good. Yeah,
You don't think they're any good, Tram?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong, but I don't think
Well, if they can get Charlie Brewer back, that could change things.
Yeah. We shall see. You know, there were some people that thought Brewer might not start at Baylor this year. But that's one reason he left, is because he was worried about not winning the job at Baylor.
Well, I tell you what, this would be a good basketball game. Kansas at Duke. That would be fun, huh?
It would be good. That would be much better than what we're going to see.
No, let me see here. Boy, UCLA coming off that loss. They go to Stanford. Those are two teams I know nothing about. Can't figure out either one of them. Nebraska at Michigan State.
I'm looking forward to it. It's a good game.
You know, Barry, I agree with your premise about defense getting better, but I also say quarterbacks aren't near as good now as I'm watching.
Well, maybe. You mean at the big schools?
Yeah, at the big schools. I mean, my goodness, the last 3 or 4 years, the quarterbacks in college football have been out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. I mean, clearly OU set the standard and is, you know, taking a step back. I don't know.
OSU? OSU? They're taking this, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the Big 12, we talked about
Big
that.
Big 12,
I'm just wondering about nationally.
You had three superstars. You had Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson.
Clemson.
You know, that's what we said. That's one of the reasons why we gave OU such a great chance.
Yeah.
Because they had the returning quarterback. But right now, their returning quarterback, he's not playing a whole bunch better than any of the young guys, right?
He's probably been the dude at Clemson.
But that's about it, Al. The other two are playing just as well,
Alabama,
or better.
You're right. No, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so, yeah, so that's one of the things about the quarterbacks. It's so weird lately, these quarterbacks. I don't know what's happening, Tram. They grow up or they get old. I don't know what's happening, but these quarterbacks like at Nevada and North Dakota State and, you know, these smaller school guys, they're getting really, really good quarterbacks. I don't know why that is.
Well, I mean, Brigham Young is sort of an atypical small school, but they had the
they used to be unbelievable.
Number two or three pick in the draft came from BYU last year.
Number two, that's right, yeah.
So so there does seem to be a decent amount of talent spread out at the quarterback position.
Nevada got a kid that was supposed to be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, that's the guy I said. Yeah, that kid's he can really play.
Yeah.
Kansas State did a nice job against him. I'm interested. I think both OU and OSU, both of them better play well. I don't care what the lines are. They both better play well because I think that both of these teams are coming in with some confidence. Heck, Kansas State's had some good wins.
They've got more good wins than anybody in the Big 12. They got two.
Yep.
And it's obviously well coached. Now they won't have the quarterback, right?
So I mean, this should be a game. OSU should dominate the game with OSU's defense. I mean, Kansas State was not able to score much on Stanford, and they struggled against Southern Illinois. Now, and they didn't run up and down the field on Nevada. It sort of got away from Nevada at the end, but this is a game where Oklahoma State shouldn't need a bunch of points. The last two games in the series, OSU's beat them, and the scores were 20-18 and 26-13. So there's no reason why OSU couldn't win another game like that.
Well, West Virginia isn't any good on offense. West Virginia isn't any good on offense either.
No, they're not. They're not particularly good. Daigie has not been playing well.
So, I mean,
how's OSU going to score on Kansas State?
Good question. It's a very good question, I think.
I mean, they're well coached, and they obviously play good. They got some guys on the other side that can play. So
I mean, I think they're going to have to run. I think it's going to be similar to Boise State. I think they're going to have to run and pick their spots.
Let me see what the total. Let me see what the total is in this game. I know OSU's given like 8. Oh, it's down to 8. What does that say? 6. My gosh.
6.5 now. Neil Coleman said 6.5.
Gosh, I wish I would have taken Kansas at the beginning of the week. Listen to this total, guys. The total is 46. Do you know how low that is for a college football game?
Yeah, it's pretty low. So that means they're saying OSU to win by.
Remember, it was 8 at the beginning. So
26-20 or 27-20, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take that. That seems high to me. I don't think this is going to be a 27-20 game.
I know.
You?
I mean, I kind of like the under. Yeah, I kind of like the under.
You're right.
Even though it's a crazy under.
That's how many points is OSU averaging a game?
Well, they've won 3 in a row, and they've been in the 20s out every time.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's.
But, you know, some other teams are doing Brigham Young, same way. They won 3 straight. They're 3-0, all against Power 5 teams, and they've scored in the 20s all 3 games. Scoring is down all over.
Crazy.
By the way, Jim, you'll be happy, really happy, that there's a lot of pressure on your hero, Manny Diaz, at Miami. He could get axed any day now.
Really?
Yeah, I read that today. They're already, he could get fired.
You know, the other thing about him, Tram, they say that he's very standoffish, too.
Really?
Now, I've never been around him. I just have talked. I've heard some people just say that he's just, you know, he's just kind of, well, you know how it can be. Some people have a great, you know, great personality, and some people are just kind of there. And you know how it is. We talked about Pac Jones. If you're just there and you're losing, that makes it worse for you, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Manny Diaz was, he's one of those questionable character guys with the way he conducted himself. He took the Temple head coaching job.
We know, right. Yeah. Yeah.
For 2 or 3 weeks and then went back to Miami to be head coach. So
see, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if I'd want that guy to be my coach.
Well, I don't think I would.
I mean, I don't think I would. I mean, you know, Al, if you take a job and then suddenly a job that's maybe better comes open and then that guy wants to leave that job to come to you, I don't know if I want that guy.
Lack of character.
Yeah.
I tell you this, talk that Miami wants to do that of Oregon. No way you leave Oregon to go there. Right?
What, Cristobal?
No. Yeah.
Well, he's from there, right? And he played
there. I know,
there.
But...
No, but, the answer is no. I agree with you. I'm just saying he's from there and played there, but no, I'm not leaving Oregon to go
People
to
People are really
Miami.
High on him. I guess he's the real deal. Because he did
I
a nice
agree.
Job. He did a nice job at Florida International.
No, I think he's impressive. I do. I like him a lot. I guess he really, really relates to the players well, knows the game. I think he's a defensive guy, if I'm not mistaken, Cham. I think. Could be wrong on that.
You think he was a defensive guy?
I think so.
I thought he was an offensive line coach.
Okay, maybe he was.
But I could be wrong. I'm not.
I could be wrong too. So
I don't know.
I can't be wrong because I'm not going to say anything.
Good. You can't get wrong when you don't say anything.
This is knowable information, and I'll have it in 4 seconds. Mario Cristobal was an offensive line coach.
Good job, Tramp.
He's an offensive line coach.
Hey, let me ask you guys. Here's a question I was thinking about the other day. I'm going to give you three jobs, three teams. You tell me which one will be the first to approach what they used to be. Not get to what they used to be, just approach it. You know, like get close to it.
Right.
Miami, Florida State, Nebraska.
Sure the hell ain't Florida State.
Boy, they're
I actually was going to say Florida State.
Why?
No, I'll tell you. I don't think it's Miami. I don't think it's Miami.
Is that because they don't have great, like, fan base?
Yeah, the resources are not all that great. Mm-hmm. And so then it's Florida State, Nebraska, and I look at their leagues. You guys gave me Nebraska's schedule yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
The ACC's just sitting there ripe for the picking.
To at least be second, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how far away is Nebraska from being second in the Big Ten?
Yeah, far away.
Right now?
Yeah. Gosh, yes. That's...
I mean, I'll tell you right now, you got Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, and Wisconsin at least, right? I mean, those four, they're pretty far behind all four of them, aren't they, Tram?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say so. I mean, Nebraska right now is Minnesota, is what they are.
Yeah, they're probably
not quite as good.
Yeah.
Not quite as good as Minnesota right now, but.
So you'd say Florida State. Now, when you said it in the beginning, Al and I were like, what? But I don't know, Al, you might be right. What would you say, Al?
I'd probably say Nebraska. I mean, when you lose to Jackson State and the people that they're losing to, they are light years. I mean, from beating Wake Forest.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, well, their program's in. I mean, right now their program's a mess, and they got the worst team out of those three.
But they got a better recruiting area than Nebraska, so much better.
Yeah.
You know what they're clamoring for down there, guys? Deion Sanders to be their next head coach.
Oh, boy. Whoop. Oh, boy.
Now, he's coaching somewhere. Where is he?
He's at Jackson State.
Jackson State.
Which is not who beat Florida State.
Jacksonville State.
It's two different things.
And it wasn't Jacksonville where Artis Gilmore played.
Right. This Jacksonville State's in Alabama.
Yeah.
Right. Which really seems weird, doesn't it?
I mean, so they barely lost to Notre Dame. They got beat by Jacksonville State, and then Wake Forest pummeled them.
Yeah, Wake Forest.
Their own three.
Yeah. That's
good,
beautiful.
Solid start.
And again, I think we all thought that Norvell was a good hire. He did a good job at Memphis.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with him. He was he's a very popular guy, a hot candidate when he was at Arizona State.
Do you notice that it seems to me, and maybe it's just me, Tram, maybe you'll say, no, that's not true, but it seems to me like less and less of the FCS schools guys that are getting jobs at the higher level, they're not doing it. It seems like they're less of them are doing it.
When you say FCS, do you mean FCS or do you mean mid-major?
Mid-major.
That's like Memphis. Like Memphis.
Like Memphis and okay.
Central Florida.
Central Florida. Yeah, it seems like those kind of guys that are moving up to the big boys, they're not doing near as well. Am I just imagining that?
I don't know. We'd have to think about it.
Tom Herman?
Yeah. Charlie Strong before him?
Yeah.
Norvell?
Let's see.
Doesn't look real good. Obviously, yeah. Frost. Frost is a fiasco. Now, where was he before?
Cristobal was an assistant from 12 to 18 or 19.
And then he head coach that's right.
of Florida International from 07 to 12.
How old is he?
He's not that old, old Cristobal.
Late 40s, maybe?
Yeah, he's 51.
Okay.
51. Wait, what's today?
21st, 22nd?
He's 51 on Friday. 51 years old on Friday. Happy birthday, Mario Cristobal.
But I think I might be right. It seems like these guys from the mid-majors just aren't doing near as well.
Yeah, although there are some exceptions. And let me tell you, and I wrote this about Kansas when they hired old Leopold. People who hire MAC coaches generally do pretty well. Matt Campbell is a home run.
Campbell's really good. Fleck?
Fleck's done a very good job at Minnesota.
At Missouri, what's his name? That was there forever.
Gary Pinkel.
Take away the MAC, though. Are there any of them doing any good?
No.
Look at our boy at Tech.
Matt
we all
Wells,
love him, but he's not doing
he's
very
not
good.
He's not done good. Now, Matt Rhule was a home run. He
Matt Rhule
is
a big-time coach, and he's doing it in the NFL. I picked the Panthers at the beginning of the year to go to playoffs. I mean, he is a big-time football coach. Yeah, that was a really good one. But they're few and far between, it seems like.
Yeah, not very, not.
Our boy Manny Diaz went from Temple to Miami in 5 seconds.
That is true.
Who does Miami play this week? Who do they play this week?
They play Central Connecticut.
Oh, there's not going to be any line on that. Daggone it.
And they, the game would, that's a better game than if they were playing Connecticut itself, but.
Connecticut, what an embarrassment. Connecticut needs to move down. They're terrible.
I'd drop the sport if I was Connecticut.
Or they could go down and start playing Fordham and Hofstra and them.
Yeah,
Georgetown. Go play Georgetown.
Yeah. Holy Cross, Georgia. That Georgetown, that's who they should be playing against. They stink.
They do stink.
I mean, they're terrible. And that dude quit.
Yeah. Well, I think they were about to run him off is what happened.
Yeah, that's
he said, I'll finish out the year. And then they said, you know what? Just going down the road.
And how many years removed are they from being in the Fiesta Bowl? How long was that? Six?
11.
Oh, it's 11?
11, yeah. 2010 season.
And as Al and I sat next to each other during that game, they're the worst team I've ever seen in a bowl of that size. I could not believe we were watching it, Tram.
It was a situation.
The other team, although it wasn't a big bowl, was that Indiana team that OSU played in the Copper Bowl? Was that the name?
It was the same weekend, wasn't it?
Inside
was it the same weekend?
No.
No? Who was OU? OU was playing down there.
OU was down there. That was the West Virginia year.
West Virginia year.
Okay,
West Virginia year. 07.
Which, by the way, that was a bad loss. Remember that?
Yeah.
Christmas. Oh, yeah, but remember that Indiana team? Oh.
Yeah, they weren't great.
They were bad. Hey, Barry, thanks. No, you're staying with us. No, he's staying with us. He's staying with us.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely. It's time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. Tell us about Carter Chevrolet in Okarchee.
Making friends, selling cars in that order. That's what they do. You can call right now and reserve your 2021 Tahoe today. They got 12 to choose from, and they're arriving soon. That's the way it is nowadays. Sometimes you got to get them before they come, so... Great things happening always. What's happening at Remington Park, Al?
Racing tonight at 7 p.m. Sunday, the Oklahoma Derby. Hat and tie fishing contest, more than $2,000 in prizes, wine tasting festival. We'll be back with more of the Toto.
Dominance.
Hour.
Oklahoma sports leader.
We are the Animal.
Man, Sports Animal, the best damn radio station in the world, man.
98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Low testosterone in ED can have an impact on your relationships, your energy level, and how you feel as a man. So I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. With a range of non-invasive treatments that are clinically proven to effectively treat ED and low T, Revive Men's Health will create a plan tailored for you, one that works for you, because every man has a unique physical makeup. Revive Men's Health specializes in affordable custom treatments. Whether you need to raise your game at work, feel leaner and more energetic, or regain your confidence in your relationship, Revive Men's Health can help. Revive has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients, and they're ready to help you. Call Revive Men's Health at 405-942-3100 for a personalized and confidential consultation today. That's 405-942-3100. Or to learn more, visit revivemenshealth.com.
On Saturdays, your team needs you, your sofa needs you, and you need a Jersey Mike's sub. Get it all with free Saturday delivery when you order through the Jersey Mike's app. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Football season is here, and it's time for the big game day train. The Heartland Flyer will travel to Dallas for the Oklahoma versus Texas rivalry game. Get 15% off now for ease of travel. Relax, socialize, and stir up some school spirit on board with other fans without the hassle of traffic or parking. Amtrak.com/Heartland Flyer Big Game.
What makes something exceptional? Is it the finished product or how it began? At Bob Moore Ford, we think it's both. Like when you pre-order a new Ford, outfitted to your specifications, exceptional in every way from start to finish. Don't settle for what's not quite right. Order today from Bob Moore Ford, your trusted automotive advisor, and drive what you really want. Bob Moore Ford. Experience exceptional. On Southeast 89th and I-35, online at bobmooreford.com.
Plumbing problems?
Call High Tech Plumbing and Leak Detect. We find and fix the problem
without creating new ones
at 340-2000.
Or just Google High Tech Plumbing.
This is Kelly Bishop with the Able Law Firm. When choosing a personal injury law firm, remember, results matter. The Able Law Firm has been fighting and winning legal battles for over 50 years, successfully recovering more than $400 million for injured Oklahomans, a level of achievement that's unmatched. Sure, every case is different, but when results really matter, choose the Able Law Firm. Contact us today at ablelawfirm.com.
USA. Fall is here and plenty of golf still to play. Make it the best with a visit to Golf USA. Named as one of the top 100 fitters by Golf Digest, Callaway, Mizuno, and Ping, you can trust the team that's been helping Oklahoma golfers for 35 years. The fellows at Golf USA have the knowledge to keep your golf game performing at its best. Golf USA, where fitting is what they do, and it's still free at 14040 Joel McDonald Drive, just west of Quail Springs Mall.
Before you go to play, come to Golf USA.
Lucky Star Casino is your home for the biggest jackpots. So far this year, we've paid out over $100 million. And we want you to be the next big winner. This month only, don't miss Progressives and Pigskins. Hourly $1,000 Progressive drawings every Saturday night from 7 to 11 p.m. Head to any of our six Oklahoma locations, including our brand new Watonga Casino and Hotel. Lucky Star Casino. The biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Eliminate reading glasses with lens replacement from Advanced Laser and Cataract Center. The leaders in vision correction for over 20 years. Call today for your free consultation from Dr. Bilardo. If you want to see far and you want to see near, you have to come here. Advanced Laser and Cataract Center.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is at least $490 million. For just $2, you could be Oklahoma's next millionaire. Get your tickets today. Good luck from the Oklahoma Lottery.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The Morning Animal Sports Animal Flashback.
Bob Stoops, I mean, he is in his element. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Kerry, if he just said Boomer Sooner, I wasn't surprised. But when he went Texas, I mean, I came out of my chair and I was like, Bob freaking Stoops just went there on national TV.
That is awesome.
It was glorious. Awesome.
The Morning Animal, WWLS, the sports animal.
There we go. we are back with the show known in Allen as the Toto
Dominant
Hour.
I got to ask both of you, what the Thunder going to be really bad. We know that. What with the vaccines or getting the tests, is that going to affect them much attendance-wise?
Well, I'll just say one thing. I don't mind that part of it. I mean, I just went to the Eagles concert in Denver, and I had the same thing. You had to either be vaccinated or had a test. I mean, it doesn't seem like what the principles of our country are about, but I understand it. The one part that bothers the heck out of me is that they're making 1 through 12-year-olds wear masks, and I just think that's ridiculous to me. I'm sorry. I mean, they're getting it a little bit more at that age than they did the other variant and all that sort of stuff, but these kids now, I mean, it's ridiculous to me that they're doing that, Tram, but whatever. I wonder if there's going to be some parents that say, I don't want to put my kid in a mask for 3 hours. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I can tell you this. The COVID is going through the high schools and the middle schools like crazy.
Oh, I know.
I can tell you that.
I know.
So all kinds of people being affected. So I actually don't think it'll affect their attendance. I mean, yes, the whole COVID issue is going to affect their attendance. But I think it won't affect it much more than if they had not done anything. In other words, they're going to get some people in there that they wouldn't otherwise. They're going to lose some people, but they were going to lose some people no matter what they did.
Isn't it going to be strange seeing all the empty seats?
Yeah, it'd be very strange.
First time ever.
But interesting enough, Tram, you tell us that they made money last year.
Oh, they'll make money this year.
No. Why is it they make so much money, Tram?
Well, because two reasons. One, the TV contract's so good.
Well, everybody has a TV contract, and not all of them are making money.
Right, but the Thunder's got they went from the second or first highest payroll 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, still very high, until last year was not much, and this year's going to be even less. I mean, they're not.
Let me ask you then, how much do they make, how much have they been making in concessions and ticket sales?
Oh, I mean, if you're asking me raw numbers, I don't have any idea.
Yeah.
I just know that from 2009 to 2015 or 16 or whenever, they were making a boatload of money. They were making tons of money.
So do you think, Tram, that all the money that they've made, they're keeping aside like they did before? So that, I don't know, 4 or 5 years from now, they're going to have to seriously pay people? Is that what they're doing? Or are they keeping it?
No, I don't think any money's getting, as far as I know, there's no money's floating out. There's no cash flow to the owners, I don't think. I think it's more of a civic.
The owners don't get a disbursement?
I don't believe so. Now, I could be wrong about that, but
I don't know anything about it. I'm just asking.
I don't think so. I think it's all set aside, and you know what? They're probably out of money. I mean, you know, the Carmelo years, Paul George years when they were paying. I mean, I think their reserves got wiped out.
But now they're going to rebuild.
They're going to rebuild. And they're not going to make a ton of money this year.
Well, give us a round figure. $10 million, $50 million?
I shouldn't, because I don't know anything.
Okay.
The matters of high finance are beyond me, so I shouldn't say.
Let me ask you this. What would be a ton of money? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, is a ton of money $50 million? Is it $100 million? I mean, what would be a ton of money?
I would think $50 million would be a ton of money to
me. Okay.
Yeah. Because I know they had much more than that stocked away to pay
their
for the Durant Westbrook coming of age years.
Right, their taxes, right?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know about that.
I'm talking about the tax on the league, the luxury tax.
Oh, yeah. No. The payroll tax.
I don't know what their taxes are. No.
The luxury tax.
The luxury tax.
No doubt about it.
What was it? How much? They bought the team for $350 million. It was over $1 billion they're worth, wasn't it? When it came out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just anybody that
sells out is going to make their money. No doubt about it.
I mean, that's a huge. I mean, their investment is three times. I mean, that's just crazy.
But you know what's sad is the NBA is going to be going in a month, and why don't they start in December? I just don't understand it. We got football. We're going to have a baseball playoffs, and I what is their reasoning for not starting right before Christmas?
It's gotta be the networks. If the networks wanted it that way, that would happen. But I don't understand it myself.
I don't understand it either. But you know what? I think that a lot of the different leagues should. I think they should all change a little bit. If you ask me, I mean I think
hockey starts too early.
What'd you say? Hockey starts way too early. Yeah, no doubt about it. Although I will say something about hockey now. When their playoffs start, they get after it. I mean, they just go boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Oh, you won. Now you're going to play again. I mean,
ESPN has them now too, which makes a huge difference.
It'd be interesting to see if ESPN lets that keep happening. Because Tram, you've told us before, right? The reason why they're spread out like they are is because of the networks, right?
Yeah,
is that the league
the
or the network?
The networks do that schedule, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Hockey gets after it. I mean, they really get after it. I'll be interested to see if anybody watches them on ESPN.
And I'm anxious to see
how they fit it all in on ESPN.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got everything.
They got college basketball. They got the NBA. They got the NFL, you know, early in the
They got
season.
College football.
College football, I mean, it's a scheduling nightmare. I don't know.
Well, they'll be firing hockey on ESPNU and, you know, ESPN News. I mean, that's what they'll be doing.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that because obviously hockey's the least of all of them.
Well, I'm really pumped for the NBA because there's so many storylines that we have. It's just crazy right in the middle of football.
I'm not as pumped because obviously the Thunder aren't as good, and also this football season has started off with a bang, hasn't it, guys?
The NFL games in 2 weeks have been amazing.
I'm looking at the schedule. You got the Rams and the daggone Buccaneers playing this week, and I mean, there's just game after game, Tram, that just seems like a really good football game, right? I guess that's the parody of the NFL, isn't it?
I'm very fired up. The college games have been closer than normal.
I totally agree with you.
I can't see myself getting fired up for the NBA with the situation as it is with the Thunder.
Well, and you know what's great about the NFL, too? You got the old man, Brady, just... you know, being unbelievable. Then you got these young cats like Kyler Murray playing that are just so fun to watch.
You got a team that the organization has been about as bad as anyone ever in the Cleveland Browns, and they finally have a chance. You know, you got so many different things that are happening. Guys, do you know, listen, you want to hear an incredible stat? Listen to this. Do you realize that Tom Brady is going to throw more touchdowns in his 40s than he did in his 20s. And I might add, he's going to do it before he's 45.
Really?
Yeah. I think he needs to throw, like 24 more touchdowns this year to pass how many he threw in his 20s. Is that incredible?
That's amazing.
It is. Well, you know, he goes against the Rams on Sunday.
I know it. Yeah.
So you got a 44-year-old quarterback going against a 33-year-old quarterback, and we've got at least one, maybe more, 22-year-old quarterbacks starting in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 44, 33, and 22-year-old quarterbacks.
That's cool. Yeah. And I picked the Rams, so I'm really interested in how they're going to stand up in this game. This is serious. This is an NFC championship possibility. So let's see. And you'd like to get home field, right, guys? I mean, it's a big game between these two teams.
Yeah, it is big because that could be the tiebreaker.
Exactly.
They both go 13-4 or something.
Now, I tell you, people better not rule out of the NFC, and that's Green Bay. I think they came back the other night, and Aaron Rodgers goes, "Watch me."
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Al. I think he's off his rocker, and I've stood behind him for all this time.
Oh, I do think he's off his rocker.
But, Al, their defense is not very good.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, they're going to play. They play San Francisco this week, so let's see. We'll see how good they are. They beat San Francisco comfortably and play well. Then I may jump back on your bandwagon.
We talk about that division there. Now, Seattle got beat the other day, but the Rams, San Francisco, and Arizona.
Oh, that is a division.
NFC West is unbeaten in regulation.
Yeah. That's right. Seattle lost in overtime.
And you get to the, you know, there are more unbeaten teams in the NFC West than in the entire AFC.
Oh, the AFC is a 1-1 machine. Everybody's 1-1. That's great.
Denver and Vegas are the only two 2-0 teams.
Derek Carr really playing well.
Oh, my gosh. He is playing tremendous. 816 yards in two games?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's really, really playing well. So, no, the NFL is great. I mean,
let me ask you a question I asked earlier. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Right now, forget about how much they make, how old they are, forget all of that. You're the coach of a team, and with what you're seeing right now, you have to start one of your people and give him 25 carries, and the other guy is the backup. You give him like 8. Okay? Pollard
NFL tailbacks,
or Zeke?
Talking about tailback, NFL
yes,
tailback?
Yes, tailback. Pollard or Zeke? Who gets the 25 carries and who gets the 8?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get to see that game.
Didn't see it? Okay.
Pollard's yards per average is better than Elliott. So I go with the guy with the better yards per average.
Yeah.
He looks good. Pollard's
really
good.
Pollard's really quick. He's quicker than Elliott.
He is. But I will say this, as I called Zeke the fat boy all last year, he is in incredible shape. But even in this shape, his explosion and the moves and things, they're not as good as Pollard, Tram. You should watch that game. Pollard looked really good. Really good.
No, I can see it, you know. And this goes back to giving him all that money.
Yep.
Your Steelers drafting Harris in the first round, all those things. You can find tailbacks.
I'm 1,000,000,000% with you. You know that. I've been talking about that for years.
You can find them.
Look at the Ravens. The Ravens have lost 4 running backs. Now, they got a quarterback that can really run, so that helps. But these dudes that they're giving the ball to, they look good. And then San Francisco's lost 4 running backs. There's guys out there. Ramondre Stevenson, he's not even stepping on the field.
No, with New England. You're right.
You know? So.
Hey, Barry, thanks.
All right, guys. See you later.
Jim, what's going on at Carter Chevrolet in Okochee?
Making friends, selling cars in that order. You can check out all their inventory if you go online at CarterChevroletOK.com. Don't forget the 1995 oil change special. Come in and say, Al loves soccer. What's going on, Al, at Remington Park?
Got a lot of things going on at the Oakham Derby this Sunday. Welder goes for his 17th Remington Park win in the David Van Stakes on Sunday. 98 101.1 FM WWLS. It's time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. We'll come back with one more segment of the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Your source for total sports coverage in Oklahoma is thesportsanimal.com. Listen live to WWLS, streaming across the globe 24-7. Also, on our mobile app and through your Alexa and Google device, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
Hey, Google, play The Sports Animal.
Pat Jones, two-time Big 8 Coach of the Year, has coached 9 All-Americans, 2 NFL Hall of Famers, and 1 Heisman Trophy winner. Over a decade of NFL experience. Weekdays 10 to 11 on WWLS, The Sports Animal.
And we are back with a show known in East Rutherford as the Total
Dominance
Hour. Jim's at Carter Chevrolet. I'm here at Remington Park. Jalen Redmond's torn meniscus.
Oh, really?
Yep. How long will that keep him out?
Luckily, that's not a massive, long injury.
Okay.
That's, you know, I mean, these guys are in such unbelievable shape nowadays. Now, did they say they had an operation?
I think that he had surgery, yes.
Okay, so he literally, let's see, they play this week, and then they play the next week. There's an outside chance he could play against Texas.
Okay.
The meniscus is a really interesting thing because there's no feeling in it, but there are nerve endings. So it depends on what part of the meniscus is torn. If it's torn closer to where all the nerve endings are, it's going to be a little bit harder for him. But these guys, you know how it is. How these dudes are in unbelievable shape.
You're right. So it is.
I'd say maybe Texas and then definitely the week after.
TCU.
Yeah, TCU. This is an interesting little stretch, Al. These are,
These are four nice teams. They're four of the better teams you're going to play the rest of the year.
You're right. No, you're exactly right. This is going to be an interesting stretch for them. You know, I mean, they'll be favored in every one of them, but, you know,
We're going to see, here's the thing about the West Virginia game. As I said yesterday, I think I said it. Well, I think after the Tulane game, he said, just first game. There's not a problem. They wasn't worried. I think now they got to be worried about the offense, don't you?
Yes. I think there's concern. You know, this is what I believe, and I think you agree, is the best offensive coordinator in the country. He does not look like he's calling games. I love that. I love that promo that we're running of you where you basically say there's no, wow, look at that play and look at that play. I think you're 100% on the money with that. There isn't.
Yeah.
There is
How many times when we're watching the games where we go, wow, you know, what a play, right? We haven't done that this year.
No, you're right. And I know there's people out there that believe they're holding back. Okay, well, maybe they are, but I'll tell you this. They almost lost both of these games.
I don't think they're holding back. They may be holding back, but they got some problems they got to figure out. The fact that they're 60th in the country in pass per catch is ridiculous.
I was going to ask you, do you believe that this offensive line is the root of the problem?
No, I think that's the strength of the problem right now.
Okay, all right, very good. Let me ask you this. Why can't the kid from Tennessee get on the field?
I have no idea. That's one of the biggest question marks. I have no idea, Jim. I mean, ballyhooed, highly recruited kid.
And here's the deal. You bring in a fresh, like last year with Harrison, we were told how good he was. He probably hasn't played as they'd like. But this kid was second team all SEC.
You're right. And that tells you a lot.
He's already shown that he can do it in the best league in the country. I'm mind boggled by that. I don't know.
Let me ask you, how tough is it to pick up an offense like that?
Depends on, I mean, I hate to be blunt, but it depends on how smart you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good answer.
You come in, and, I mean, if you really know everything that's going on around you, then usually it's not that hard. But I don't know. I don't know anything about the kid. What I know is I was told that he's really, really good. So, and it's not like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll see. He already did it.
Exactly.
And, by the way, I might add, at a school that wasn't any good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you make second team All-SEC, you should be pretty good.
So, absolutely, at any position.
So yeah, I have no idea. Roy, the gray kid, is the only one that's really played a lot of those that they got from Tennessee.
Yeah, I wonder why not the Lawrence kid?
Jim, again, these were highly recruited high school players.
Doesn't it stink? Oh, you recruited Lawrence. Can I just say this? I'm talking to a man who has been covering OU football for 50 years, okay? All right? And he continues to tell me, I don't know. And the reason why is because this has become so quiet and so, like, to the vest nowadays that we can't figure out what's happening.
That's exactly right, Jim.
Isn't that sad?
It's really sad. It is. The secrecy is just it's off the charts.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Why can't they come out and say, well, you know, this kid, you know, he's having a hard time figuring out some things. So you don't have to rip on a kid. Just tell the truth. That's not going to give any advantage to the other team or anything.
Yeah. And listen to me on this. I was going to go to every press conference this year. First one I go, I go to the wrong place. Then, you know what I think then, Jim? I go, okay, you go there, you get to ask one question, and you're not going to get a great answer. So why am I going to waste my time when I can go on the internet and watch the whole thing?
Al, amen, dude.
Right?
I'm 100% with you. You know, notice how many press conferences I go to.
Yeah. I mean, used to be able to ask three or four questions, and they're not ripping the system or Mike Cowd or anything. Things have changed. I mean,
things have changed. Mike Cowd does an unbelievable job.
No, yeah, he does a great job. So
Again,
Lincoln ain't going to give you an answer. That's going to be whatever. Yeah. I mean, politically correct.
I watched 5 minutes of his press conference the other day. You're not getting anything out of that.
No.
I mean, there's nothing.
He talks
about who played well and we did this and sure, we got to get a little better. But I mean, it's all the stuff we know. So
yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jim, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you, Tony. See you guys.
Here at Remington Park. Time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly bill and visit OG&E.com. Going to be back and take phone calls. 98.1 FM, go to Sports Center.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. Attention, fantasy football commissioners. Win a fantasy football league watch party at Twin Peaks. Go to thesportsanimal.com and register to win. Your league owners will enjoy eats, drinks, scenic views, and a watch party for you and your fellow team owners. Valued at $350. Carrie Murdoch, our Twin Peaks Fantasy League ambassador, awards a new winning commissioner a league party with the Morning Animals each week. Sign up now to win at thesportsanimal.com.